My first guest in the studio serves as the Vice President for the Michigan Independent Colleges and Universities, a nonprofit organization dedicated to representing the interests of Michigan's independent, not-for-profit colleges and universities. Peter Spadafore has had a long history of contribution toward educational excellence in Michigan and is currently the president of the Lansing Board of Education. He's a proud alumnus of James Madison College at Michigan State, where he studied social relations and policy with an emphasis on education policy and homeland security studies. Peter Spadafore, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Why education? What fired your passion for promoting and supporting to the teaching profession?
You know, it started at a young age, I think. I was in high school and served on the student council, and as part of those roles was I served as the liaison to the school board in our district over at Waverly Community Schools, just down the street here, and gotten pretty involved in that aspect of education, and I thought I could really do this for the rest of my life. But I was afraid of teaching. I didn't think I'd be a good teacher. You know, I really respect our teachers and understand it's not something that everyone can do, and I knew I couldn't do it. So I looked at a way to get involved in education that didn't require me to nervously stand in front of 30 students every day. So policy was where I thought I could really combine my passions for public service and education, and ended up in that field and really have enjoyed it.
Has it turned out to be what you expected?
You know, yes and no. We just passed a big bond in the Lansing School District, and a few weeks ago I had a 45-minute meeting on the height of toilets in the restrooms. So that wasn't necessarily anything we covered in any of my policy classes, but it has been rewarding and challenging at the same time.
Talk about the bond issue. I'm fascinated at how you were able to be successful in passing something that equates to a tax increase in a time when people don't like to do that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, that is very interesting. It was an increase, a small increase. We timed it so it would coincide with the expiration of one of our other millages, so it wasn't a large increase. But we needed to go for that increase because we had a sort of a backlog of need in the district, and we're very excited. I mean, 62%, that's not just
that's an affirmation.
That's an affirmation. Yeah. That is a mandate. So we're very excited about what that means. When I was running for the board 5 years ago, that was one of my commitments to anyone I talked to, was before I leave, we're going to see shovels in the ground on an infrastructure project that will be far-reaching. And this project is 27 sites ranging from, you know, furniture upgrades to complete building renovations. And, you know, it's not going to fix everything in the district, but it's going to help us implement our new curriculum, which is very exciting. I hear parents very excited about it. Folks taking a second look at Lansing and saying, you know, this is where I want my child to be. This is where I want my kid to learn. So we're very excited about it. We've formed the bureaucracy that's needed to make sure this all happens. We've got committees that oversee spending and plans and things like that. But we will see groundbreaking, hopefully, this spring, April 2017. So we're very excited about what that might mean for our community.
Tell me more about the curriculum strategy.
Sure. So, you know, I don't know if you're aware, but most people are. In 1994, we changed schooling dramatically in the state of Michigan. We went from, you know, residency-based schools to schools of choice. And a lot of times, the educational institution is hard to respond to those things. And here we are in 2016, where most of our families are making choices about their education, whether they realize it or not, whether they're going to a magnet school or a theme school or down the street to a different school. Parents make choices about their students' education, and doesn't have anything to do particularly with what neighborhood school is in your area. So we looked at our schools and said, how do we develop curriculum pathways that students and families are interested in that have nothing to do with where you live? So we took all of our buildings and we reorganized them into certain blocks of grade ranges based on research and learning skills, and then put in different options like STEM and STEAM and visual performing arts. We've got New Tech High over at Everett. I'm going to go visit them tonight. We've got the International Baccalaureate Academy. It's the only one in mid-Michigan at Eastern. And then Sexton, we're going to ramp up the skilled trades and give students options. You know, we are changing gears in the Lansing School District. When we passed the merit curriculum in the state, it was every kid's going to college. And, you know, I was part of those discussions as a young intern, and it never sat right with me because not every kid wants to go to college. We need to make sure that our schools are preparing our students to be opportunity ready, not just ready for some prescription that we think is right for them. So we think through our custom-tailored pathways that students get to choose and navigate with their families and advisors, they will be prepared for those opportunities, no matter what they are.
So how do students and parents decide what their passion is, especially at that early age?
Well, the great thing is every pathway includes comprehensive education. So you're going to get reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? But it allows you to really see what interests you. If you know you want to get your child into the into language, we've got Chinese, Spanish immersion programs that you can put them in at an early age because that's the best time to learn. But the pathways are also fluid to an extent, so you can make different changes. You know, if you want to be in the STEAM program for pre-K through 3 and then you decide visual performing arts 4 through 6 and then international baccalaureate at 7 through 12, you can do all of those things. And we're ramping up our support systems as well to include advisors that will help students and families navigate those decisions. Because obviously, you're not ready to make your life choices at kindergarten for what you're going to do the rest of your life. But the point behind each pathway is it prepares you for whatever's next while engaging you in a relevant curriculum.
You know, a big news story that broke last night, of course, was the violence in New York City. And every time I see that, I think about our schools and what the risks are there. What's going on in that space?
Luckily, we have a really highly trained staff, and we generally proceed through the day without any incident. But one part of the pathway promise improvements are hardening our entrances so that folks have to go through the office to check in and go through locked doors and things like that, just to keep our schools just a little safer. Now, we have a very supportive community, a very responsive police department, and our public safety officers are highly trained. So we're ever vigilant, but we're also confident in the safety of our schools.
James Madison College is your alma mater here at Michigan State, and the college has an important birthday coming up. Tell us about how old it was when you came to Michigan State and how old it's going to be.
Well, I was thinking about that recently. We're talking about the 50th anniversary, and I'm on the planning committee for that. And when I got here, I have my T-shirt still that says the 35th anniversary. And I was trying to do the math. And I said, well, I didn't start 15 years ago. And sure enough, I did. So, you know, that's...
Where does time fly?
I know. Last year, I think you all awarded me the Young Alumni Award. And as I said then, it was an honor to be considered young. But it's really putting into context all the great things that Madison has done over the 50 years. You know, we've got 6 Rhodes Scholars and 6 national debate champions. It's wonderful. We've got distinguished alumni like President of the University of Virginia, Terry Sullivan, or the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Richard Cordray, Eric Schertzing, the Ingham County Treasurer, and then, of course, myself. But
yeah,
it's just a wonderful program. I didn't know anything about it, actually. I wanted to go away to school. Growing up in Lansing, going to East Michigan State, I always was a Spartan through and through, but I wanted to go away, kind of get away from home. And then when I met Madison, I kind of fell in love with the institution and the idea of coming to Michigan State. Ended up in the marching band. It's a great program. You know, it gives you that small college feel on a beautiful Big Ten campus.
And the marching band experience, too. How important was that in your life as a Michigan State Spartan?
You know, very important. I still walk with the the band to the football games on Saturdays. Most of my very good friends that I still stay in touch with, I met through the marching band. There's nothing like stepping out into Spartan Stadium with a crowd full of fans screaming and playing that fight song for the first time. I recall butterflies. I didn't get sick, but came pretty close to it my first game, but that feeling never goes away.
And what was your instrument?
I played the alto sax.
I'll be darned. That's great.
Yes.
That's great. Percussionist, one game at Michigan State before work kind of got in the way. The arts is something that always seems to be under attack in school districts. How do we prioritize that?
You make it a priority. You know, we've had some rough financial times over the last few years in the Lansing School District. We have finally come to a point where we're stabilizing our budget. We've balanced our budget every year. We're putting money in the bank. So if we can turn the tide of enrollment back to growth, we'll be able to make strong investments. But just recently at the school board table, we and the superintendent agreed that it's time to start looking at expanding those programs for the first time in a long time. You know, we do through the magnet grants and things mm-hmm. like that, but we want to make sure that it's a district-wide commitment because, as we talked about earlier, not every kid is going to be this prescription of a college graduate or a skilled tradesman or whatever. We want to make sure that they're getting all of the skills.
Why should someone come to Michigan State University? My favorite question.
Oh, man. Well, there's a number of reasons. You know, the dairy store is on the top of the list, but I think it's a wonderful institution with so many options. Just like the Lansing School District, you know, you think of one particular program or something, you know, in our case, it's football and basketball. We've got great programs going on. But if you look at all the different units, all the different colleges on campus, there's so much that's offered here at Michigan State. It was a great experience for me. It's prepared me to do what I'm doing. You know, Spartan's doing great things in the world. I run into them all over the place. Anywhere you go, you can see green and white, and you know you're with family.
Family, that's the magic word. Peter Spadafore is the president of the Lansing School Board, vice president at the Michigan Independent Colleges and Universities, and a proud graduate of MSU's James Madison College. Thanks so much for joining us in the program today.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure. Be safe in India.
Thank you.